This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 42, and today's devotion is titled, Living Water. Living Water. Our scripture memory for today comes from John chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. It says, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, then, hast thou that living water? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Part of being a homemaker is caring for the health of our families. Health is something precious. I mean, really, if you think about it, if we don't have our health, we don't have very much. When we're in poor health, how much of the quality of our lives disappears? But unfortunately, we often take for granted that we will always be healthy until one day we realize we aren't. Health, how we take care of ourselves, is an important part of our faith. In the scripture memory for today, we're told that Jesus is the living water. By drinking of him on a daily basis, our spiritual health will be renewed each day. A major part of this challenge from Chaos to Calm has been making our prayer time a priority each day. Notice again what Christ said, The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. When we focus our eyes on Christ, when we drink from his cup every day, he tells us that it will be like a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's a kind of spring that never dries up. It's always there for us to drink. But it is up to us to go to the well. Water is essential to life. Just as the living water is vital for everlasting life, pure water is essential to our bodies for life on this earth. Without water, our bodies dry up and begin to slowly die. Water helps to cleanse our bodies of waste and toxins. It feeds our cells to rejuvenate and moisturize. Drinking water can even help you lose weight. I'm sure you've heard the saying, drink 8 glasses of water a day. And that's good. But there's an even better formula for discovering how much water you should drink each day. Take your weight and divide the number in half. This is how many ounces you should drink each and every day. For instance, if you weigh 130 pounds, you should drink 65 ounces a day. With this formula, you can also figure out how much water your children should drink. A 50-pound child should drink 25 ounces of water each day. When you don't drink water, your body retains water. It retains that old, dirty water. And you actually end up feeling bloated and weighing more than if you drank the proper amount each day. I've known a lot of young people over the years who pretty much only drink sodas or coffee. And that's terrible for your health. Without fresh, clean water, your body isn't able to cleanse itself of all that bad stuff it doesn't need. By drinking water, you can reduce and even prevent illness. I know my children sometimes laugh because drinking water is my answer to a lot of what ails them. If they come to me and say, I have a headache, I'll say, go drink water. If they have chapped lips, I'll give them some chapstick and then I'll say, go drink water. If their skin is itchy, I say, go drink water. Water is so important to our health. I don't think that we can even realize how much having clean water to drink and drinking the right amount each day adds to our quality of life and to our health and well-being. If you aren't used to drinking water, or maybe you don't really enjoy or like the taste of water, you will find that the more you drink, the more you crave. Very much like our morning devotions. The more we pray, the more we look forward to praying. I like to add fresh lemon or lime juice to my water. It makes it refreshing, and I really like the taste. Also, tap water isn't really the best to drink. So if you have a way to get fresh spring water, or maybe put a water filter on your tap, that would be even better. We get our spring water right out of a pipe on the side of the mountain. I'm very blessed to live here in southeastern Kentucky in the Appalachian Mountains where we have fresh, pure spring water. There's a number of sources available in our area where we can just pull up with our car, and there's a pipe right in the side of the mountain, and we can take our refillable jugs and fill up with just the purest cold mountain water, and it's free. So you may want to check to see if there's a free source available for spring water in your area. In the morning, a nice ritual to have is lemon tea. You can simply cut a lemon in half and each half into halves or fourths. Pour almost boiling water over the piece of lemon in a mug. Oh, and make sure that you wash the outside of your lemon really well. You can wash it in a vinegar solution. Allow the lemon to steep in the hot water for about 5 minutes and drink. You could even add a pinch of cayenne if you'd like to. This is very beneficial to your kidneys, and it's cleansing to your body. If you're trying to drink more water to help you in your goal, and I sometimes do this if I'm out of the habit of drinking water, you can take a nice large jug or bottle and put your name on it, fill it up each day, and work toward drinking it all. Refill it as needed. You can even buy fun sports bottles for your kids. In our house, we pretty much drink water. We save other types of like juice and the occasional soda for birthday parties and special occasions so that they're not drinking very much sugar on a regular basis. So you can encourage your kids by buying them fun sports bottles or even those nice plastic water bottles that they have now with the straws. You can fill them up in the morning and challenge your kids to see who can drink all of it. Get excited when they do things that are healthy for them. Show them that you care about their health. And ask Jesus to fill you with the living water today and every day. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for giving us that living water that leads to everlasting life. Lord, that's what we want. We want that more than anything. And I just pray that you will help us to seek you out on a daily basis. Help us to serve you in everything that we do. Please bless each of the ladies listening today. Give them good help, Lord. Help them to do things that will increase their health, will give them a good quality of life, will give them a long and healthy life. Help them to set the example for their own children and for their husbands. Thank you for loving us so much and for your grace and mercy every day. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Exercise.